Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network. Station.
Shalom. What's going on? We back up in the place, you know. It's going down each and every week on the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm your host, Side. We are on the way. Man, we live. You already know it's going down. We got a good show today. Not that long, but we got a good show. So let's go ahead and, pray and get it started. Father Yahuwah, in Yahushua, the Messiah's name, we thank you for this day. We just pray that you would just speak through us, to us, show us what you would have us to learn in your word. We love you and please forgive us. Continue to sharpen us that we may be spotless and blameless in your sight. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name we pray, so be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, this week, we're not going to get too much on to the news. I mean, we're going to give a brief synopsis of what's been going on since the last time we got a chance to talk to you on Shabbat. Man, you still got the, I don't know if you heard, you got the zombie thing going on. A lot of people, we talked about a couple of weeks ago about the Russian gun, that they have a Russian gun that actually can turn people into zombies. But what you've been having, you're having a couple cases, you probably heard about now. Had a couple cases, I know, down in Florida, and about people, you know, eating people's flesh, like almost cannibalism. And this is actually some of these things were actually seen in the scriptures, because Ecclesiastes say there's nothing new under the sun. So some of these things were actually seen in the scriptures, where you had cannibalism, you had people eating people's flesh, when there was famine. So these things are going to happen when famine and all these things begin to take place, and people will be like, you know, movies won't be movies anymore. That's all I got to say. And so you have that going on. And, of course, you have, last update, we still have the gay marriage and all that increasing. But it's a real good scripture that we wanted to go over that kind of gives a synopsis of what's been going on, even with this, the flesh eating. I mean, it's more cases. They're popping up all over. You had I seen a story. You had a college student, I believe, he supposedly ate his roommate's brain and heart. You had people eating little kids, and, I mean, and we're not even in the famine stage. So you got to understand that, these things must happen, but it's not even close to what we will see. I mean, Yahushua even said that it's going to come a time where men's hearts are going to fail because of what they're seeing, But what we're going to do is what Yahushua said right here in Matthew 24, in verse 12, he said, "And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many shall grow cold." So we want to kind of, that's going to be kind of, we're not going to get too much onto the news. We're going to, we go back and forth. We go to the news, and then we go to real life situations in the scriptures, and that's what we want to do today. And we wanted to talk about the fear of Yahuwah and about the increase of lawlessness. See, what Yahushua said is the increase of law, because the law, the Torah, which means instructions, was given to us from our benefit. It's a way that we, as we practice it, it's a way we express our love to our Father Yahuwah, through Yahushua the Messiah. It's the same as, if you're a parent and you have a kid, you would understand that kid loved you if he obeyed you know, the things that you set forth. But now if the kid was rebellious, that means, you know, he really didn't care, or he really didn't love you, or same with a spouse, or same with any kind of friend, any kind of relationship. So that's what's happening is the key and the foundation is that what you said, the increase of lawlessness, the increase of, you know, like what you have with the thing with Obama, you know, the gay marriage being supported, being taught now to kindergartners, you know, the increase of lawlessness. This goes against the Torah. Because if we go back, what did Moshe say to the people? Matter of fact, let's go back there. Just that one example will show you, what he said. If I can find it real quick, hold on one second. But this is what you have. You have the increase of lawlessness going on. But one of the things that Moshe had told the people, this is what he told the people. When Moshe was with the elders and he commanded them, he was commanding them all the commandments of Yahuwah, one of the things he told them, which is in, if you get a chance, you can go to Deuteronomy 27. Deuteronomy 27. He was just going over all the curses, and it's, I'm not sure if it's in this one, but one of the curses was, you know, cursed is the man, you know, who sleeps with a man, like that was a curse. One of the curses, cursed is one who lies with his mother-in-law. All the people say, Amen. That's verse 23. And then 24, he said, cursed is the one who strikes his neighbor secretly. And then he goes off with all these curses. And cursed is the one who does not establish the words of this Torah. And all the people said, Amen. And so you had a lot of these curses, and look, this is a good one too. Deuteronomy 27, verse 18, it says, cursed is the one who misleads the blind in the way, and all the people say, Amen. Yeah, right there, that's a good one too, because you have a lot of these pastors who are leading, like people like Al Sharpton and people who are leading the blind, you know, the blind lead the blind. And these people are cursed if they're leading, you know, people who are blind, and they're blind also. So, I mean, this is what you have. This is what you have, and this is what we're going to talk about today, is that the increase of lawlessness and the fear of Yahuwah. Man, this is powerful, man. This lesson is very powerful about the fear of Yahuwah and the increase of lawlessness. So we want to kind of warm it up. See what you have. What you had here is, you got to understand, it goes all the way back until the creation of man, the creation of Adam, and fear. Now, there's almost like two types of fear. You have. I don't want to get still lots. The entomology of the words. But you have two types of fear. You know, a lot of the majority of the Christian view of the word fear is wrong, because fear, in the sense of the Hebrew word, is a sense of reverence and respect. However, there's another type of fear, which is a negative fear, in which creates doubt, and doubt creates, anger or hatred, you know. And so these are two types of fear in which we have to be aware of, you know what I'm saying, as far as the fear of Yahuwah. And so the fear, wrong fear, has created a sense of what you have today, what Yahushua said in Matthew 24 of the increase of lawlessness. Because a lot of people who may hate the truth or know the truth, is they fear change. They fear keeping the commandments. They fear the truth. They fear what's right. Okay? So, but we want to go back, like, and Yahushua kind of just showed me this, and this is all new, because, I mean, he just showed me this. Is this about the fear, about the two types of fear. If you go to Genesis or Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3. Bereshit or Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to go to verse 7. This is after Hawana had got deceived, and she introduced that iniquity to Adam. This is what it says. It says, then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they swooped fig leaves together and made loin covers for themselves. And they heard the voice of Yahuwah Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahuwah Elohim among the trees. And Yahuwah Elohim said unto Adam, to him, where are you? And he said, this is what he said, look. And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. And he said, who made you know that you were naked? Have you eaten the tree which I commanded you you should not eat? And the man said the woman whom you gave me, she gave me the tree of the tree, and I ate. Okay. So right off the bat, we got two things going on. We got the fear, because it's two different types of fear. You got the wrong fear, and that's what Adam was fearing, because Adam was fearing the voice of Yahuwah because he knew he had transgressed what? The Torah, the instructions in which Yahuwah had originally gave, saying do not eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So he had that wrong type of fear. He was afraid. Now, pause right here. Before we move on, pause right here. We're gonna skip around. So hope you got your scriptures ready. You listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Side. We're on the way. Hope you got your scriptures ready to turn today. We're gonna get some lessons in, and not too much talking. We're just gonna get some lessons in scriptures. But pause right there and keep your finger on that type of fear. Okay. Now we're gonna go to Matthew. Go to Matthew. Go to Matthew chapter 25. All right, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Now we're talking about the wrong side of fear. We're talking about the fear of Yahuwah versus just the fear of the wrong fear of Yahuwah. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the two types of fear. You know what I'm saying? This is like the basics, in which going about all the way back to the creation of Adam and them in the garden, this is always existing. This is something that we sometimes overlook. And this is why the two types of fear, this is why the increase of lawlessness is the increase of lawlessness and the love of many will grow cold, is because of the wrong fear. Okay, look, this is what it says. Matthew 25, verse 14. It says, for it is like a man going home, who had his own servant and delivered his possessions to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to the, it says, to the another, 2, to another, to each according to his own ability, and went from home. And he who had received 5 talents went and worked with them and made another 5 talents. In the same way, with it says, he with 2 also gained 2 more. And he who had received the 1 went away and dug in the ground and hid the silver of his master. And after a long time, the master of the servants came and settled the accounts with them. And he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Master, you have delivered me 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. And the master said, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You are trustworthy over a little, and I shall set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Then he who had received 2 talents came and said, Master, you delivered me 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. And the master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You were trustworthy over a little, and I shall make you set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one who had received 1 talent also came and hid. Master, I knew that you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sowed and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And being afraid, there's that word again, same thing Adam said, I went and hid your talent. What did Adam and Hawana do? They went, they spooled some leaves and put it over their loins and went and hid in the trees. See, you have what is yours. And then what did he do? What did Adam do? Adam said, the woman you have given me, look, see the woman you have given me. Here's what is yours. You know what I'm saying? And he threw the responsibility off of him, in which he had been entrusted with. He was entrusted with Hawana, but he didn't take that responsibility. And the master answering said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed and gather where I have not scattered seed. Then you should have put my silver with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take away the talent which is from him and give it to him who possesses 10. For to everyone who possesses more shall be given, and he shall have overflowingly. But the one who does not possess, even what he possesses shall be taken away. And throw the worthless servant out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This lesson is important, because it goes all the way back to the lesson, and we have to learn this lesson of what Adam and Hawana went through, because if we don't learn it, we will repeat the same mistakes that they did. Is they, number one, let's talk about the Torah, the instructions. What Yahushua said, the first verse we read today was, Yahushua said, because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many shall grow cold. See, what happened was, all the way even back in the beginning, it increased in lawlessness. Because lawlessness is without the Torah. Lawlessness is going against the Torah, the instructions of Yahuwah. The instructions, even in the beginning of Yahuwah, was, hey, you may eat of any tree in the midst of the garden. But the tree that is in the midst of the garden of the knowledge of good and evil, which we talked about, was Hashitan Pop, most likely the advice, the counsel of Hashitan, the adversary. Do not eat. Do not take part of it. Do not listen. However, what happened was, this is the main thing. What happened was, just like we just read, is that in this parable, in Matthew 24, is that the servant had been entrusted with a talent, which is like the word. He had been entrusted with that. So by any means necessary, He knew he had to watch over that talent. He had to watch over that word with due diligence. He had to guard that word with his life. He had to guard that talent with his life. That's what the two other servants had did. Is they said, okay, he has given me this. Okay, I'm going to increase this. I'm going to make sure that this is increased. That's what they said in their heart. But however, the last one, just like Adam, and he wasn't, when he was entrusted, he wasn't grateful for what he had been given. The other two had been given five, the other two had been given, one had been given five, the other two, and he only been given one, so he figured, you know, look, I only got one talent, this is it, you know, this is all I get. That could have been his thought process. But however, he had that one talent, and all he had to do was go to the bankers, you know, and try to increase that one talent he get, because he could have got two. And yes, that may not be a lot on somebody else's scale, but he would have been grateful. However, he was not grateful. So just like Adam had been entrusted with Hawana, remember the story before that Yahuwah was looking down on Adam, and he was like, man, he, it's not good for man to be alone. And he entrusted Adam with Hawana, his helper, his helpmate, to help him, to be a companion to him in which he needed. Because it went both ways. She was supposed to be a companion to him, and he was supposed to watch over her with all due diligence, the talent. And see, what happened is you notice when you go back to and you read Bereshit, Genesis 3, the adversary deceived who first? He didn't deceive Adam first. He deceived Hawana first. But the thing about it is why did Yahuwah impede wickedness upon Adam? It's because just like this parable, Matthew 24, he had been entrusted with the talent. He had been entrusted with something he was supposed to watch over, to invest in, and to make sure that when, you know, the master would appear, you know, just like he appeared in the cool of the day, that, you know, he would become in boldness. But however, he did not. He was this parable, and we don't want to talk about, you know, too much, you know, and this is not bashing at him. This is the nature of what happened. Is he was that at that time he was that lazy and you know, although we know that Yahusha came and redeems, but that spirit of being lazy, of that spirit of being. Spirit of being lazy, and that's a big thing. He said, "You wicked and lazy servant," because all he had to do was go to the bankers and get more. Not how silly is that? Imagine if you had $100, and all you had to do was walk down the street and go to the bank, and you could get an investment. Double on your investment. You can give them $100 and they would give you $200. And that's all you had to do is walk down the street and do it. But you were too lazy to even walk down the street to do it. This is like the magnitude of what it was. Is he had been entrusted. And all Adam had to do is watch over Hawana with all due diligence. Because if he would have watched over with due diligence and he would have entrusted that word, do not eat from the tree of the midst in the garden, do not take the advice of Hasatan, then as soon as Hasatan would try to approach Hawana, he would be standing in between that gap. The adversary, there'd be no way the adversary could even approach Hawana without first going through Adam. And Adam should have repeated the words of Yahuwah, we shall not eat from that tree. We shall not take your advice. So, you know, be gone. Just like Yahusha said to Hasatan when he was in the wilderness. He said, be gone. Satan, he said, be gone. So that's what Adam, that's what Adam, you know, should have said if he wouldn't have been lazy. See, but what happened was, is when he wasn't watching, he was being lazy. When he was being lazy and not watching over the talent which was entrusted to him, the adversary came and stole even what he possessed. This is what Yahushua said. This is what Yahushua said right here, Matthew 25. He said, "To everyone who possesses, more shall be given to him." That's if you watch over with due diligence, and he shall have overflowingly. Because think about it, what Adam had was so beautiful. He had a woman. He had a woman who came out of his rib, and all they had to do was eat. This is what Revelation said. It said, and that's what Bereshit said, is that if they were to have ate from the tree of life, they would have lived forever. And they would have overflowing life. However, we know how the story goes that they did not. They ate from the other tree, which was the tree of death. And so even what they had, because they had eternal life, even what they possessed was taken away. But we know Yahushua comes in and later restores that, so which we may have a way into the tree of life again and have a way of, you know, so that's what the thing was. You had the laziness, you had not being diligent in what Yahuwah had entrusted Adam with. So that's why when we go back to Genesis chapter 3. Go back to Genesis chapter 3. And because I always wondered that. I always wondered, okay, back to Genesis chapter 3. This is what he said right here, Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And this is what Yahuwah said, and to the man, he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I have had commanded you, saying, do not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you, and the toil you shall eat all the days of your life." Okay, so the whole blame, now, yes, some of the blame was on Hawana too. The blame was on Hawana too. But however, Adam was created first, and so the commandment was given. If you go back to Bereshit chapter 2, verse 15, what does the Ruach record? Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, the Ruach records, and Yahuwah Elohim took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to guard it. And Yahuwah Elohim commanded the man, saying, "Eat of every tree of the garden, but do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for the day that you eat it, you shall certainly die." So Yahuwah commanded the man. Just like when we go back, he commanded the man. So that was Adam's word to God. That was the talent that was given to him, the word. Okay? And so when we speed this up to the parable we just read in Matthew 24, is that they had all been entrusted with a talent. They had all been entrusted with the word, with something in which they had to take and they had to invest it. And it would yield a increase just for investing it in something. However, they were lazy and they didn't. So what you have here is that the Torah, what you have here is the Torah has been given to man. And the increase of lawlessness, the increase of the words that we have in the scripture, people continue to break them. You have the gay marriages, you have the people breaking the Sabbath, people not loving their neighbor, people hating, people murdering, people committing adultery, pornography. The list goes on and on. People call no other names. But the truth of the matter is, not just a certain amount of people, but number one, the nation of Yisrael has been entrusted with the Torah, in which the Torah was given unto them to go preach to the nations. They have been entrusted with that. And the world has been trusted to come to Yahuwah. However, the increase of lawlessness has continued to grow, and which creates the love of many to grow cold. Because that servant spoke about in Matthew 20:25, he did not have the love of the master in him. He wrongly feared him. He only feared him because he had broken his law. He had broken his commandment. That's why Adam and Hawana had feared the voice of Yahuwah. That's why the man feared the voice of Yahuwah, and they hid, because he had broken. He was ashamed. It's kind of like if your parents say, "Hey, I want you to clean up before I get home. Be home at 3:00. I want this house clean before." And so all day you have all the time in the world to clean. You're lazy. You're just sitting there. You're not cleaning up. And so when they get home, now that fear comes on you. You're afraid. You're hiding. You know what I'm saying? You're outside. You can't be found. You're doing something. Because you knew what it was. You knew what time it was. You knew what you were supposed to do. However, you did not do it. And that's how a lot of people will feel when Yahusha comes in all esteem with thousands and thousands of the set apart ones. They will be ashamed, because they will see his esteem and know that he is real and know the scriptures are real. And when you match it up and you say, "Man, I had an opportunity to get my life together, to seek the truth. However, I was lazy and I did not do it." That's when their shame comes in. And so there's two types of fear, and that's what we're talking about today. Is there are two types of fear, and they have the wrong fear. So we got to learn this lesson of, hey, when Yahuwah tells you to do something, man, you know, do it. You know, do it. Maybe you might not even understand the magnitude of what you're doing. You might not even understand it, but do it, because when he comes and tries, and when he comes and collects, that's what the master did right there. He did it in the garden. He came through, you know, collecting to see how they were doing. And just like when Yahuwah gives you a word about, hey, keeping the Sabbath or using the true names, or about, you know, or about our attitude, or about, you know, loving our neighbor, about cursing, about our whole life, if we don't get it together, when he comes to collect, it will be all on our fault. It will be our fault because, hey, he told us. So he told them, because he went away for it, just like he told them servants. He had went away for a time, and when he came back to collect, it was no excuses. And so a lot of people in the day of Yahuwah would try to have excuses, but, you know, Yahusha's coming to collect. And that's when Yahusha's coming to collect, so we got to get ourselves together. So we're talking about the fear of Yahuwah right now, and the fear of the wrong fear of the master will create a spirit of laziness, which will, you know, which will, you know, get us destroyed. So that's, we look at that lesson all the way back in the beginning. So that's part of that. But we want to talk about, there's another side, because the world hates the Torah. The world wants to do what they want to do. They want to be, in a sense, that servant of, in which Yahuwah said, you know, you lazy and wicked servant. They want to be that servant, because regardless of the fact, nobody, you know, people have, no matter how long you've been living, no matter if you're blind, no matter if you've had a conscious thought of, even if it wasn't toward the right direction, even if you lived on a remote island and was practicing wickedness, everybody has heard something that was remotely or something like the truth in which they could seek, and they can get on their path to towards Yahuwah. So you think people like these movie stars, these rap stars, and all these people have not heard something in which they can get their life together? No, it's not. People choose to live how they live. People choose to live how they live. So there is no excuses saying, oh, well, I didn't, you know, because Yahuwah doesn't impede, you know, everybody might not have got all the way to the total knowledge of the truth. But it was how was their heart and towards seeking Yahuwah, about seeking the truth. Because if you search, you will find. So a lot of people will say, oh, well, they use the thing about the truth and say, well, everybody might not know that or whatever. But it depends on how a person's heart was towards Yahuwah and how they were seeking it. So we're talking about the fear, the two types of fear. But we want to go more into the Torah. So go to Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25 and 37, just little laws like this. We want to talk about little laws like this that how that the other side, the side of love, the side of the respect, the righteous fear of Yahuwah, of Elohim. This is what he says right here. Leviticus 25, verse 36. Take no interest from him or profit. No, he says, well, let's start at 35. And when your brother becomes poor and his hand has failed, it says failed with you, then you shall strengthen him, and he shall live with you like a stranger or a soldier. Take no interest from him or profit, but you shall fear your Elohim, and your brother shall live with you. And he says, verse 38, I am Yahuwah your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mizraim to give you the land of Canaan to be your Elohim. So it was little things. We're gonna show you, man. This is an awesome lesson right here, because we're gonna show you a couple things in just a second about the righteous fear of Yahuwah. Because looking at laws like this, is that you weren't exposed. If somebody was a sojourner, and one of your brothers became poor, and you were supposed to strengthen his hand. If you had finances or whatever, you were supposed to strengthen his hand. You're supposed to take him in, and he would be like a stranger or a sojourner. See, this is the opposite side of how the world thinks. Even people in the truth, we supposedly in the truth, lose the connection of love, lose the connection of, you know, and losses are still increasing. Just because loss is even increasing in the Hebrew community, in people who say they're in the truth, because why? They're not applying the basics of the basics. You know, it's everybody for themselves. You know, it's everybody for themselves. And even with simple laws, you know, how can you proclaim the same name? Suppose you claim the same name and you be divided. How can you say somebody's your brother, but you don't call? How can you say, you know, you don't strengthen and encourage your brother? How can you say you love me and you don't? This is not a contest. You know, it's not a contest or nothing like that. This is real life, because one of my ox like to say, hey, we're going to spend eternity together, so we might as well get along now. You know, a lot of people have the spirit of church in which, you know, it's everybody, you know, everybody got to teach and everybody got to do this without just even just simple fellowship. So let's go to some more laws that go the opposite side of lawlessness and go and shows you the love. Because as people, because get this correct, just like what Yehusha said, as people continue to break the Torah, the love of many will grow cold because they have no instructions. The Torah is love. So the instructions is love. So if you have no instructions, you don't know what love is, so it will get broader and broader. So you think homosexuality, you think all these things are something now, it will increase even more into where it's just flow blown, into where you have people like Jay-Z who follows Aleister Crowley, who made a law or a man-made law saying, and the quote was, do what thou wilt. And now the whole thing behind that is be lawless. And so these people who say they love and all this stuff, you know, Beyonce, and they say they love, they don't even know what love is. So they're lying. You know, these people who sing these songs, but they follow these wicked people, say they love and say they know about love and sing songs about love and all this stuff, they don't know what love is, because true love is the Torah, the instructions. That's what love is. And that's what he has given us to follow and for us to show, you know, that we love him. So what he said? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He didn't say, if you love me, you know, talk about it, you know, and do this and do that. No, he said, if you love me, that's what he said. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what he said over and over. That if you love me, keep his commandments. So this is what he said. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40. He says, and you shall guard his laws and his commands, which I command today, so that it is well with you and your children after you, and so that you prolong your days on the soil which Yahuwah Elohim is giving you for all time. Let's skip to another verse. Verse 29. But from there you shall seek you. It says, this is a prophecy right here of how Yisrael has went. He said, and there you shall serve mighty ones. This is verse 28. And the work of man hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you shall seek Yahuwah Elohim and shall find him. He says, when you search with him with all your heart and with all your being. This is how important it is, because we're supposed to leave a legacy into our children, you know, about love and about the opposite of lawlessness, about opposite of what the world is doing. As you said, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, only guard yourself and guard your life diligently, lest you forget the words your eyes have seen, unless they turn aside from your heart all the days of your life, and you shall make them known to your children and your grandchildren. The day when you stood before Yahuwah Elohim in Horeb, Yahuwah said to me, assemble to the people, says people to me, and I make them hear my words, that you learn and fear me all the days they live on earth, and teach them to their children. And you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire, and the heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. Yahuwah spoke to you out of the midst of the fire, and you heard the voice of the words and saw no form, only you heard the voice, a voice. That's what you're talking about, that's what we're supposed to teach our kids, our children, our grandchildren, about when Yisrael stood at the foot of the mountain and the presence, the very presence of Yahuwah descended upon the mountain with fire, with thickness, clouds, lightning, and stood right there, and they heard his voice like we hear people talk. They heard his audible voice speak the words of life, and we're supposed to relay them to our children, saying, "Hey, this is what love. He created us in order to follow his words, and we're supposed to fear him, which means not fear him to the fact that, you know, we become lazy and have the wrong idea of fear. Because just like that servant, he was already thinking about punishment. He was thinking about all type of stuff, and he was just confused. But Yochanan says, John says that there is, in perfect love, there is no fear. And he's talking about that wrong type of fear. Not the respect, reverence, but he's talking about that wrong type of fear. But in love, there is no fear. There's no fear of punishment. If you do what you're supposed to, you know, you there's no fear of punishment. Like if Adam and Hawana was doing what they're supposed to, and they ate the tree of life, and they didn't listen to the serpent, then Yahuwah would have came in the cool of the day. They would have been cool. They would have been like, "What's up?" You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, "We just, you know, we're chilling." They wouldn't have been hiding. They wouldn't have been scared because they would have the boldness to come to him because they had respected him. And they had, you know, feared him. However, they didn't. So that's what's going on. And we're going to go to Malachi. You're still listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm the whole side, and we're still on the way. So if you go to Malachi, this is what he said, look. Malachi chapter 1. This is what he said. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son esteems his father, and a servant his master. And if I am your father, where is my esteem? And if I am your master, where is my fear? Where is his respect? Where is his reverence? Said Yahuwah post to the priests who despise my name. But you ask, in what way have we despised your name? So that's what you have here. You have a lot of pastors, you have a lot of Christians, and a lot of just different religions, and people who don't fear as in respect Yahuwah. They have been tricked. They have been tricked like Hawana beguiled. The serpent beguiled Hawana into believing the opposite of the truth. Like, because if you talk to a lot of people who don't even want to reverence the name of Yahuwah, and they will say, "Oh, you know, he knows about our heart, and it doesn't matter, you know, he doesn't care about this," and see, but all those lies that they spit back are not the Torah, and they're not the instructions. They are some kind of opinionated thought that they have accrued over time, in which they have, you know, received. But it's not the Torah, because the Torah says, "Hey, where's the fear and the esteem for his name? Where is it?" That's what he says, Malachi 1:14. But cursed be the deceiver who has a male in his flock who makes a vow, but is slaughtering to Yahuwah what is blemished. And that's what these priests are doing. They're throwing up strange fire. They are slaughtering and making vows to Yahuwah with something that is blemished. They're offering up the name of JC, the name of the L, G-O-D. They're trying to praise him with these names, these things that are blemished. And he says, cursed is the deceiver. They're deceiving. He says, this is what Yahuwah says, for I am a great sovereign, said Yahuwah of hosts, and my name is feared among the nations. That name is respected around the nations because, hey, you say the name Yahuwah, man, it's like, man, you're talking about and you say the name Yahusha, you're talking about salvation. This is what he said. Chapter 2, when you move on, he says, but now, O priest, this command is for you. If you do not hear, if you do not take heed, to give esteem to my name, says Yahuwah of hosts, and I shall bring a curse upon you, and I shall curse your blessings. Indeed, I have cursed them already. Do you remember in Deuteronomy 28, he also says, if you shall not fear or quote-unquote respect or reverence his name, that there was a curse, that was a curse upon people for not even fearing his name. So when you fear, when you have the right fear of Yahuwah, you respect him and you reverence him. So this is, and next week, God willing, if we get a chance, we're going to talk about the soldier and caring for the widow and the fatherless. But this is a good lesson right here. Go to we got two more sections we want to go to. We want to talk about the fear of Yahuwah in Proverbs, and then we want to use the example of David, and then we'll be out of here. But go to Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. This is what it says. It says, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the set apart one is understanding. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. So you can't have the beginning of wisdom, you can't understand the beginning of wisdom without the respect of Yahuwah. See, if Adam originally respected the word in which Yahuwah delivered to him, he would, by all diligence, would have kept that word, no matter what. Even because him and his wife were one flesh, so that word was delivered to him, but it was also delivered to her, but through him. So he had to. So that was the beginning. And so if that servant really feared the master. Righteous fear. If he had a righteous fear of the master, he would say, hey, man, I'm going, by all means necessary, man, I'm going to make sure, even if it's just one talent, I'm going to make sure that we increase, that it yields a profit off this talent. Because the other side of diligence, Yahuwah is not lukewarm. He can't be lukewarm. He said that before. The other side of diligence, there's only two choices. You can either diligently seek him or be lazy and not seek him. And the part that if you're lazy and don't seek him, you know, you'll be like that servant. He'll say, you wicked and lazy slave, you know, go where there's weeping and gnashing teeth. You know, he demands respect. He demands that we seek him with our being, with our life. And why shouldn't he? He's the great. He's the sovereign. He is the master of the universe. I mean, he created everything. I mean, we don't even control our breath. That's I don't know if people know that, but you don't even control your breathing, because when he's ready, he can take his breath back. You know, and that's, we just creations. We're like ants. You know what? How we view ants is like how great he is to us, and even greater. So, you know, this is what we're talking about. So. Go to Job. I know we're turning a lot. Go to Job Job chapter 28. This is what he said. Job chapter 28. You got to highlight this one right here. You got to highlight this one, circle it, put an asterisk beside it or something. He says, Job 28:28. He says, and he said to the man, see, the fear of Yahuwah, that is wisdom. To turn from evil is understanding. He said, the fear of Yahuwah is understanding, is wisdom. That is wisdom. Once you understand that the righteous fear, the respect of Yahuwah, that's when you start. That's wisdom. That's when you get wisdom right there. And so we seeking wisdom. That's wisdom. Is hey, understand. Because when you understand and when you respect Yahuwah and you respect His words, you will by no. I mean. It's like when you think about the Torah and the Torah's inside of you, like, yo, by no means am I transgressing what he has set forth. Just like the Maccabees, when the Epiphanies and they try to make them, even it might look on somebody, it might look so simple to somebody, but even to the fact of just eating swine or pork, they were like, hey, we're not going to do this. No, by no means necessary are we going to do this. Even if you think it's something small, we're not going to do this. And now that's what you call respect and fear. Hey, you still listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Side, and we're on the way. Hey, this is going into the archives. We got a couple more minutes. So if you're listening on the phone or online, and sometimes it might cut off, but you can go back, you can look on the archives under the Poetic Energy Network Station. Check out On the Way with your whole side. You can go back and listen to the rest of the show archives after it finishes in a couple minutes. But hey, we got a couple more verses. Turn to Psalms 111. Psalms 111, verse 10. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. All those doing them have good understanding. His praise is standing forever. There it goes again. Now go to Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. That's what Yahuwah was talking about. He was talking about in the end days, lawlessness will increase. You have what the scriptures, not what I'm saying, but what the scriptures call as people as, These people are fools, because a fool despises wisdom. A fool despises wisdom. So, you know, when somebody comes and they hear a word of wisdom, or they hear a quote of wisdom in which they could heed to, and it could start the path to change their life, they despise it. So that's what the scripture calls a fool. But the opposite. Somebody who that doesn't despise wisdom, they love discipline, and so they love the Torah because it gives them instructions. It shows them. It's like a mirror that shows them, hey, you're messing up on this. Hey, this you can do better in. It's like a mirror and a judge show them how better they can get, and it gives them discipline, and instruction. So discipline is not always harsh. Discipline is only harsh when you will reap the the punishment of not keeping the discipline. You know, and sometimes discipline, and I take that back, sometimes discipline, you know, it's tough to swallow, but it's for our benefit. And one last thing, we want to go to, we want to read about this story right here. Go to 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 24. We're going to read this story first before we even talk about it, but 1 Samuel chapter 24, we're going to start at verse 4. It says, "And the men of Saul said to him, See, the day of which Jehovah said to you, See, I'm giving your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you. And Saul arose and gently cut off the corner of Saul's robe." "And it came to be afterward that the heart of Daoud struck him because he cut off the robe of Saul. And he said to his men, Far be it from me, by Yahuwah, that I shall do this matter to my master. Anointed of Yahuwah, stretch out my hand against him, for he is the anointed of Yahuwah. And Daoud dispersed his men with the words, and did not allow them to rise up against Saul. And Saul rose up from the cave and went away." So, if you read this story, you get a chance to read this whole story right here. This is a chance where Saul could have slain Saul. Saul was what we was calling. He was slipping, and Daoud could have slayed him. However, he feared and respected Jehovah enough to know, hey, I'm not gonna lay my hands on him. You know what I'm saying? Even though I can, that's what you call meekness. Meekness is having the ability to do something and you don't do it, and that's understanding the fear and the command of Jehovah. And also, if you get a chance to read 1 Samuel 26, it's also another instance where Daoud is able to he can smite him. We're going to read 1 Samuel 26, verse 9. "But Daoud said to Abishai, Do not destroy him, for who shall stretch out his hand against the anointed of Jehovah and be guiltless? And Daoud said, As Jehovah lives, except Jehovah does smite him, or his day come that he shall die, or he shall go out into battle and perish. Far be it from me, by Yahuwah, that I stretch out my hand against the anointed of Yahuwah. And now, please take the spear and jug and water that are on his head and let us go." And so, So later, Saul kind of admits, you know, that he has sinned, and that's how we show the love of Yahuwah, man. It's where, you know, it'll be times where we can say something, and we can do something. However, we choose not to do it, and we respect the Torah, because it's times where hey, you might be right, you might be wrong in a situation, and you can say something, but it's better to refrain and be meek and not say it, because we don't want to transgress the Torah. And so we got to have that same kind of fear of Yahuwah, that the righteous fear of Yahuwah that Daud had. Daud could have slayed him, and he had to. You could say he had the right to. He could have slayed him. He could have slayed Shaul. However, he knew he respected Yahuwah. He respected Yahuwah, and he wouldn't do that. And so we got to have that same kind of. I want to use that example. We got to have that same kind of fear and respect of Yahuwah in His Torah. That when we get into situations with different people where, hey, somebody curses you out, somebody does something to you, where you can say, hey, I can do something to them, however, I'm not. Because remember he said, you know, do not return evil for evil. You know, leave room for Yahuwah, you know, for vengeance is Yahuwah. You know, so that's what we do. We got to have that same kind of spirit as Stephen had when he was getting stoned to death, and he said, Father, forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Where it's times when we can say something, we can do something. But we say, hey, man, I respect the Torah, and you always keep that in your mind. That's how we got to teach our children to say, hey, there's going to be times where it's going to get tough, and people are going to say things, people are going to hate you, but, hey, you just keep your composure, and you bless them anyway, you know, and you, because we don't want to be impeded, because Yahuwah's not, you got to think about this, is the people who are wicked and doing wickedness, they're already on the wrong side of the and their judgment has already been laid out. But the people who are Yahuwah's, He will impede up. He will impede you with wickedness if you know what to do right. If you are in His fold and you know to do right, and you know He's gonna be. It seems like He's gonna be more angry at you if you knowing to do right, and somebody tries you and you lose your composure and you step out of line and you transgress the Torah. Because you knew the Torah, and so that's what's going on. But hey, man, you've been listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sidon, and we're on the way, man. I hope you got something out of this, man, and it's been a blessing to you. Just remember to have the respect and the fear of Yahuwah and His Word, His Torah, His instructions. And that's the beginning of wisdom. You know, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. So, and when you fear Yahuwah, you fear His Word. So when you fear His Word, you guard it with all due diligence. You know, like those people who had those talents and they went to go invest it. And just remembering the examples of Adam and the wicked servant, in which we cannot be lazy in guarding the Word. So, hey, man, I hope you had a blessed one. Hope to check you again. May Yahuwah bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you, man. We out of here. Hope you had a good one. We love you. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.